I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. There was an individual who it was his responsibility to make sure that there was an Erev Chatzeros for his community. There was an Erev, he had to do the Erev Chatzeros, but he forgot. This question was posed to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in Shuvas Shalmas Chaim. B'yom HaShishi Lefnos Erev, there's a Friday afternoon, V'hu Beis HaKnesses, the individual was already in Shul V'nizka Shlo Asa Erev Chatzeros. He did not do the Erev Chatzeros. The whole community, they wouldn't be able to carry within the Erev. What should he do? So the Shoel, in this case, presented a possible solution. Perhaps he would be able to create this Erev Chatzeros with a Kinyan Sudr. So what's he referring to? The Mishnah in today's Daf. Erev and Daf Ayin Tesa Omen Beis. So we're familiar with the concept of Eruv Chatzeros, that if you have all the people within the Chatzer, they provide food, you're able to create an Erev with the food that they provide. But the Mishnah in our Daf presents an alternative, that you could have one person who owns one loaf of bread, and he transfers ownership of part of that loaf to everyone in that chatzer. You have to provide an acquisition. You have to do a maisa kinyan. So the Mishnah says you're able to perform this acquisition with a third party. The question is, who's that third party? Your children, your wife, whoever is possible to do that. But there's also the method of that kinyan. How is that third party acquired on behalf of everyone else? So the Mishnah refers, and the Gemara discusses, a kinyan hagba. You pick up the loaf of bread, and that's what's typically done. You pick up the matzahs or whatever is used for the Erev. You do the kinyan hagba, you perform the acquisition with the act of lifting it. In this case, he doesn't have the loaf of bread in front of him. He doesn't have the Erev in front of him. He's already in shul. So the shul suggests perhaps you're able to do a different kinyan, a different mode, a different method of acquisition, and that is sudr, with a cloth. And that's a kinyan that many times is performed when you sell chametz to the rabbi. The rabbi gives you a pen, and through your acquisition of the pen, you provide rights to the rabbi to sell the chametz for you. Similarly, by a wedding, at a chasan's tish, the chasan acquires a handkerchief, a yarmulke, something belonging to a rabbi, and through the acquisition, he is mechayev himself, he mandates himself to all the different things that it's written in the Tanayim. So there's this concept of a kinyan sudr that we perform every so often. And so the shul suggested perhaps this person is already in shul, perhaps he could still transfer ownership of the loaf of bread that he had in his house to everyone else that's within the chatzar with a kinyan sudr. He can't do hagbah on the loaf of bread, it's not in front of him. Perhaps he would be able to transfer the ownership with a kinyan sudr. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld responds, yeah, Kenera Pashut, it seems obvious, that does work. However, that's not the ideal, that's not the best way to perform the acquisition through Kinyan Sudr. It seems that it really would be best to do Hagbah. The question is why? Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld didn't elaborate why this would only be B'diyevet. If you look in Shuvas B'tzel HaChachma, in Chelek Hei Simen Kufla Medzayin, he points out that there's a certain text that we say when you make an Eruv. You say, Bahadein Eruva, with this Eruv. And perhaps you would have to have the Eruv in front of you in order to recite that text. In order to say Bahadein with this, it has to be present in front of you. And he brings down, he quotes this tshuva, Shalmas Chaim, in order to prove that that's not true. You don't, it's not required that it's in front of you. However, perhaps that's the reason why it's only B'di'evid. Ideally, you should have it in front of you. Ideally, you should be able to say this. You should be able to say Bahadein Eruva with this Erev in front of you and perform the acquisition with Hagbah. If you're stuck, if you're in shul, you can't go home, then you're able to rely on this tshuva and use a kinyan sudr. The truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan as well says that when the Gemara says you perform the kinyan Hagbah, it's lav dafka, you're able to do other methods of kinyanim as well.